The 20 biggest songs of the week. The Hot 20.
From Shepherd, the wonderful, the beautiful Amy. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Now, you must be feeling pretty pumped. This brand new song of yours. Apparently, it's been in the works for a few years now.
Yeah, we've been sitting on it for about 3 years, and it just does not sound like a Shepherd song, I must admit.
I was going to say that. I was going to say something different, but it's a good different.
Yeah, look, we're always writing songs, so they don't always sound the same. And this was a perfect example. And we wrote it and we're like, oh, like we can't release this. Doesn't sound like Shepherd. I'm singing it. George isn't singing it. And it ended up in the Dropbox of files and songs that go to collect dust.
Yep.
And recently through isolation, we've been, because we're doing a song a month, which I think I discussed last time with you. And we're always looking for something to spark a bit of an idea. So we're going through our Dropbox and we came across Catalina and we're like, whoa, like this is so fun. Why did we put this away? And we spent a couple of weeks sprucing it up and fell in love with it again. We just thought, well, if it feels good to us, I'm sure it's going to feel good to our fans too. So yeah, we're running with it and it's had a good reaction so far.
And I think like now, because everyone's stuck at home and there's sort of people are getting artistic, now's the time to experiment anyway. So it's like, there's no judgment if you experiment and it goes wrong. In this case, I think it's gone right. And I kind of like this. Don't tell George and Emma. But it's nice to see Amy there at the forefront. You strong on the vocals in the video clip, you're in that cool car. It's nice. A little glimpse into a potential solo career.
I don't know if George would let me, if the siblings would let me break away. But it's nice to change it up and have this little bit of creative freedom.
Okay, well, let's chuck it on. Brand new stuff from Shepherd. Amy, don't you go anywhere just yet, okay? Because on the other side of this, I want to ask you a couple more questions about this song. It's called Catalina. Hey, you with Lid this afternoon, and we are joined by Amy Shepherd. We were just talking about how this song all came to be, but now I want to know, because I'm feeling some real summer road trip vibes from it. Where'd the inspiration come from? What's it all about, Amy?
Well, we wrote it in LA, and the song is about just cruising down the interstate with some hunky guy in a really cool car. Yes. It's a simple concept, but it's definitely got those like Joshua Tree vibes.
Yeah. And, oh, Joshua Tree. Okay, so if you could pick a location, a hunked up car and a hunked up guy for like your ideal road trip, what would those three be?
Oh, the location. Yeah, Joshua Tree or just on the way to Vegas. You know, that like...
Love it.
The desert, the Route 66 for sure.
Yeah, okay. And then the car, what would be the car?
Let's go a Mustang 1966.
Oh, nice. What colour are we talking here, Amy?
Oh, in the video clip, we've got a blue car, but I think it's just too much with the hair. So let's say... let's go pink.
Sorry, blue was too much, but we'll do pink. Okay, so we've got Joshua Tree National Park in a pink Mustang. Who is this hunked up guy with you?
Oh, God. Bradley Cooper.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. It's like the romance version of The Hangover.
I don't know how he'd feel about getting into a pink Mustang, but, you know, maybe it's black. Maybe it's a black Mustang.
No.
I reckon that's pretty
sick. It's the whole, like, real men wear pink, real men can have pink cars. It's fine. He's a real man. He'll be confident enough for this.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Awesome. Well, it's a great track, Catalina. And as always, Amy Shepherd, you've been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks, Lydia.
The 20 biggest songs of the week. The Hot 20.